This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I'm growing a beard.
You are growing a beard.
Yeah.
I got mine shaped up. I got a beard trim last night.
Yeah, I mean, you told us you got a haircut, but it sure doesn't look like it.
I did.
I didn't come here for a haircut, you know what I mean? We're trying to get it on. I came here for jewelry.
Had a new guy, fresh out of barber school.
Haircut.
Oh.
I'm very happy with this.
Who'd you use, Gino?
Of course. Wouldn't let that other butcher cut my hair.
What butcher?
The uncle, Enzo. That's the guy Jerry uses.
So there was a place on Wabash over in the South Loop. I don't believe it exists anymore, but it was like an older sort of barbershop with like four or five chairs, and I used to walk by it all the time.
You had just seen the barbershop movie with Ice Cube. You're like, let me go in here and see what they got going on in
right,
there.
Right.
Now, I probably wouldn't say this in front of white folks, but in front of y'all, I won't speak my mind.
I thought if anything, I could sit there and say, if a man wants to call himself Muhammad Ali.
His mama named Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. Mm-hmm. That's right. He Clay to me. I say Clay.
Well, then you're a putz. The three of you. Three putzes. You should change the name outside from Mighty Sharp to the Three Putzes.
I walk in and the nice young lady at the podium there with the phone and everything looks at me. Our white boy haircut person is not available.
Got that good hair, too.
My rankings are shaving myself, black barbershop, Latino barbershop, white barbershop.
There's a Dominican barbershop by my house in New York. I think I'm the first white guy that's ever been in there. I was basically Christopher Columbus of this barbershop. If you're white, don't get a Dominican haircut. You end up just looking more racist. It was nice though. He kept trying to reassure me the whole time. He was like, no man, your head's good. That's all he kept saying, your head's good. I was like, oh, thank you.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Another classic from Chris Tannehill. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello.
I am Lawrence Holmes. Shane is here too. We got you until 6 o'clock. There's a lot we're going to get into today. We're going to ask you to do some active listening to the show today. There's a couple really meaty topics that we're going to get into to follow up from the sound that we heard from Billy Donovan yesterday.
Yep.
And also, like, some bigger picture things that have to do with the city of Chicago and its sports teams.
Absolutely. And underpinning everything for this entire week are a couple of things. One is the NBA trade deadline, which is tomorrow, and the possibility of another Bulls deal and other big deals around the NBA at any time. And this Cubs Bregman thing, like, my phone is kind of blowing up with different people around MLB who I've been chatting with, trying to figure out what the market is. Like, there's some momentum going on, and the Ryan Brazier deal that the Cubs made is part of it. The possibility of a Cease trade, like, it's a very active moment for Cubs and possible roster moves.
Well, so they get to camp next week.
Yeah,
the 8th.
Right. And they have a little.
Also this week. Yeah. This weekend.
And they have a little more to spend. They have a little more to spend, and they have some pieces they've been talking about unloading. So there's a lot of conversations going on, which is exciting because this division is right there for them. So anyway, we're following along with all that stuff along the way.
Yes, and Stacey King's going to join us in a few minutes. But Matas last night, man, you talk about some fun. An undermanned Bulls team yesterday winning the game. It's like one of those games where I don't mind them winning, even though I know what the direction is. Uh-huh. And the reason I don't mind them winning because Matas was the reason why they were winning.
That handle at 6'10" in traffic, like, and of course he made the threes as well, which is a big, big deal. He didn't miss, right? Was he 10 for 10?
Yep.
So, but the handle, like, The near carry dribble, you were just doing the thing there over Nikola Jovic's head.
The Euro step into the, I mean, that's just nasty work, man.
And then the next time he's backing down on the next possession and there's like a spinning baseline finish. And then from the right wing, a little spin move into the middle and a finish with the left hand. Like, there's a lot.
Right wing three, left wing three. There's a lot that the Modest's game was. What struck top of the key three, the thing that struck me about him, and it's something that I've been talking about with him all season, there's not a lot of fear in the young man. And I like that. I like the idea that he is going to the hoop with bad intentions a lot.
He attacks and wants to dunk everything.
But even with the threes, there was no hesitation.
Yep.
And I don't know if he just feels freer knowing that things are going to change and somebody's got to score for the Bulls. But he was out there showing out last night, and it was outstanding. Shakia Taylor, by the way, now covering basketball.
For the Sun-Times?
No, for The Athletic.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah. So if you want to check out, she wrote a really good piece about Matas in The Athletic, and she is going to enhance their basketball coverage tenfold.
Some dudes that you end up using in a rebuild, you know, they're just there to kind of help you lose games.
Yes.
Your guy, Josh Giddey he helps rebuild. He could be a guy who helps rebuild teams lose games. He could help a lot of teams lose games.
He's a frustrating player because you can see the talent. You just can't see the want to.
Some players, though, in a rebuild will possibly develop if you give them time and show you a different ceiling, and you'll learn about these guys. And this league is filled with talented dudes who aren't getting run. And sometimes they'll get run and you'll be like, oh, there's a little more there. Are we past a point where Io can show you that there's more of a ceiling there?
I mean, after that first year, the whole thing was, can he be a 3-and-D guy? And he got better shooting the three-pointer. I think that he's probably maxed out at what he is. I still think that used properly, he's a valuable player on a winning team.
But he's not. It doesn't strike you as a guy like, oh, now there's going to be some space and Io will show you a different possible ceiling.
No, I don't think so. I think that his lot in NBA life is valuable rotational point guard.
Matas is a guy who you want to play a whole bunch from here on out, and you want him to show you what the ceiling could possibly be because it might jump a lot.
Go out there and do your thing, young man. Let's talk to Stacey King about this.
Yes, and one more question on it. We can ask Stacey some of these other guys because, like, Dalen Terry, Julian Phillips, are they guys that you want to see that could the ceiling could rise for those guys? I don't see it for Terry.
I think Phillips is the of the two, he's the better choice for that.
So, like, there could be some interesting things to watch.
Let's run it past Stacey. We will do that after a timeout. Stacey King talking Bulls with us next here on The Score.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan.
The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Stacey King. Oh,
stop it.
I want to go higher. Three-time NBA champion.
Rodman pushes Stacey. Stacey pushes back. Oh, Stacey went at him. That's all.
Pippen with the rebound. Two on one. Armstrong for King. And the foul. On the road. Three straight NBA championships.
Chicago Bulls television analyst.
Too big, too strong, too fast. Too good.
Look at my poster machine.
Oh, Stewie, get out the way, boy. Get out the way.
Jimmy G buckets.
Like Zach. If I could be like Zach.
Compton's in the house.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Back it up, Terry.
Watch your head, Boozy Bird.
Host of the Gimme the Hot Sauce podcast.
Give me the hot sauce. Woo!
Stacey King.
I'm the Black Rat Pit.
And in case you forgot, I'm the king.
With Spiegel and Holmes.
Are you not entertained?
On 670 The Score.
Bulls have been the talk of the city the last 12 hours or so, with people enjoying what happened last night over at the UC, watching Modest do his thing. The Bulls winning shorthanded. They'll take on Minnesota now. And I think our friend Stacey King will be back on the call.
I hope so. It was weird not hearing Stacey last night.
He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. How you feeling, Stacey?
What's going on, boys?
Feeling all right, man? We missed you last night.
Hey, I know a lot of people thought that me and Adam got traded to the Shanghai Sea Lions for a bag of Doritos and a case of Fanta Peach.
How big of a bag of Doritos, though? You know, let's be honest. If it was real,
it was a family size, a party size.
I mean, I was wondering if you guys got the MJ pizza treatment. Like, both you guys like went out and there's a bad pizza, and then all of a sudden you can't call basketball games.
No, you know, it's this nasty kind of flu, cold stuff going around. You know, we've had like 13 days out of 17 that we were on the road. So I think we're just a little worn out a little bit. I couldn't even talk yesterday, so my voice is gone. I just started to get my voice back. Feeling a little bit better, but still battling a sinus infection.
Well, we appreciate your time and your voice right here on The Score. That's for sure. Are you pleased to have seen the Bulls choose a direction, or how else did the trade hit you for just your initial reaction, Stacey?
Well, you know, I get connected to these guys because I see these guys behind the scenes, and, you know, I just connect with the players. And so anytime you see a guy get traded, it kind of just takes a little bit out of you. So seeing Zach go, that takes a lot. I always like Zach's game. He's always been one of my favorites. So it's been a little bit tough watching that happen. But the Bulls have to make a decision on what direction they're going to go. They came out swinging for the fences by getting Zoe, by getting DeMar DeRozan, Vooch, Caruso. Didn't work out due to injuries, and they've had to kind of reverse and think of some other direction to go in.
So now that they've done that, how would you assess Zach's career as a Bull? What stands out to you?
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, he gets from the outsiders looking in, not Bulls fans, but from the outside, you know, people want to label him not a winner. They always want to tag his winning percentage as a player. Well, last time I checked, you know, this is not tennis. This is not golf or boxing, where an individual guy can, you know, control the outcome of the, you know, the sport that they play. This is a team game. So I've always laughed at that when they try to say, oh, Zach's only won 26% of his games in the NBA. Well, there was other people playing. So when I look at Zach's career here, I think he had an amazing career here. 8 years. He came back from an ACL injury in Minnesota. He hadn't even reached his potential, you know, before he had got hurt in Minnesota. And I thought, you know, he coming here to Chicago really helped him reach to be the player that he wanted to be. I mean, he's an elite player in this league. He's a dynamic scorer. He was having arguably his best career as a pro this year in the Bulls uniform. So, you know, I think people need to look at him as being, you know, one of the best players that, you know, has put on a Bulls uniform. I'm not saying he's the best, but his name has got to be in the conversation for the 8 years that he's been here and what he did when he was here in the short time.
It's a weird thing in sports and really in basketball especially. Like, he was good. He was real good. But we're starved for great. You know, it's Michael's fault. It's Michael's fault.
And yes.
It's like,
yes.
Because we're always going to want, and I mean, it's understandable that fans want to dream of the absolute best, but it's sort of a trick bag in terms of team building in this town and maybe especially for the Bulls.
Well, I mean, in order for Michael was a Haley's Comet, you know, it's like once in a lifetime guy that had took the world by storm, not just on the basketball court, but, you know, off the court as well. And you don't see that anymore. So now it's got to be team building. You know, you've got to put a team together, you know, that can challenge for championships. You know, it's not individuals. This league's always going to be star-driven, but the teams that have that team concept are the ones that have the most success in this league. It's not about, you know, oh, we got to have a LeBron or we got to have this guy or that guy. You've got to have a team concept. You go back to, like, I think the 204 Detroit Pistons with the Chauncey Billups-led Pistons with Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace. I mean, they didn't have a superstar on their team. They had a bunch of workable parts that were put together that basically came off of scrap heaps of other people's teams, and they were able to, you know, put a chemistry together. It's about chemistry. If you got chemistry and you got a team that really likes playing with one another and understands what this is all about, and then maybe you get lucky and have one star player, you can win championships. It's been proven. There's been a formula in the NBA that way.
Stacey, how much fun are you having watching Modest?
Hey, this is like, I mean, listen, I don't want to compare him to Derrick Rose, but when you talk about the impact that he has, you know, that now that he's given minutes, you know, you saw it in the summer. You could tell in the summer league that he was special. You know, you could tell the first preseason game he was going to be special. And there's a reason why he was a lottery pick. I mean, this kid, there's probably a lot of teams now after seeing him last night or punching the air, you know, this morning, because that kid could have been number one. On most polls, they had him number one, you know, the number one draft pick. We got him at 11. He fell into our lap. So that's a blessing. To watch him grow, to listen to him talk, I'm sure you guys are amazed that, you know, how he carries himself as a 19-year-old. He's like a seasoned veteran. He always says the right things. He wants to get better. He's a gym rat. He's respectful of the older guys on his team. And off the court, man, he's amazing. His parents have done a great job with this kid. It's not fake. You know, his you know, his mannerisms and the way he carries himself is not fake. He's real. And he's got dog in him. I mean, he's a guy that's like, he's not trying to make friends. Like, he'll dunk on you. He'll let everybody in the arena know you just got dunked on. Even when I can't find my poster machine, he's going to let you know you got dunked on.
Yeah, we
got
to get the poster machine back. And you're right.
Yes.
That's the thing that jumps off the screen when I watch Modest. His lack of fear. And that's like, whether it is him trying to go to the lane and trying to with bad intentions, or him shooting open threes and not being worried about who's getting touches or who's not. I don't know where that comes from, but I love watching it develop in him.
Well, and you know, Lawrence, at 19 years old, you know, most of us come in this league. I came in as a four-year college player, and, you know, I had no fear. But you still have to learn the game. There is some fear that you have because, you know, the defensive concepts. That I think that's the biggest thing for young players coming into the NBA. It's not about putting the ball in the basket. You know how to do that. Your athleticism, you're going to be fine as far as the athleticism part. But it's the little intricate things, the defensive rotations. When do I rotate? When do I stay back? When do I jump on the pick and roll and hedge? When do I get back? That's the hardest part for young players to understand is the defense. And that's been one of the reasons why, you know, Billy has kind of kept him, you know, his minutes have been down early, you know, because he struggled a little bit in that part. But I'm like this, like, hey, throw him out there in the fire, man. Live with the mistakes. He's got, you know, he showed you that he's a special talent. I can live with full speed mistakes. It's those mistakes, Lawrence, where you're not hustling. It's a mistake not getting back on defense and being lazy and pouting. I don't like those kind of when you see young players do that. But you watch him, he does everything full speed. He gives you maximum effort. You know, they talk about motor. Does he have a motor? This kid has a motor. This kid loves to play. And AK and Mark Eversley and J.J. Polk, the front office, you know, they should be right now, like, they should be happy about this pick because, you know, the way he's showing the ability last night to go 10 for 10, I mean, it wasn't like he was just going layups. It wasn't like he was, like, you know, just dunking. He knocked down a couple of threes. He had 7 assists. He just looks like he belongs in this league, and he's looked like that from day one, in my opinion.
This is the dream that if you're going to have a rebuild, that certain guys get more minutes and show you a different ceiling, you know? So maybe you got that with Matas. Who's another young player on this team who, if given more minutes, could show you a different ceiling?
Listen, I know it's not popular right now, but I'm a Patrick Williams guy. You know, Patrick Williams is, to me, is like, you know, it's like having a Rubik's Cube. You know, when you get one side done, you think the rest of the sides are going to be easy, and then you, like, just throw it down and you just want to break it because it's hard. That's kind of like Patrick. Patrick shows you certain nights that he's got the ability to be special, and then there's other nights you don't even know he's on the floor. And I just think he's a guy that defers to these older guys. He's been like that from day one. But when you put him in there with the reserve guys, you put him there with guys, you know, that are his age group, he stands out. I mean, he stands ever since he's gone to the bench, his play coming off the bench has been much better than it was as a starter. Now, my only concern is with that is if you're comfortable being, you know, coming off the bench, you know, you're making $90 million, man. We expect you to be a star, you know, and you, I think they have to sit him down and ask him, do you want to be a role player? Or do you want to be a guy that's a main contributor on this team and find out what his mindset is? Because he has the ability and athleticism to do that. It's just, does he believe in himself that he's that good?
Stacey, we appreciate you, man. We know you're fighting through stuff. So thanks so much for picking up the phone. Get better. And we'll talk to you soon.
I plan on making my return on Saturday to Golden State. That's my due date. Me and Adam are talking about getting back on Saturday. So I miss doing the games, man. I don't like sitting at home, but sometimes you get sick, you know, the body tells you ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, you got to shut it down. We appreciate you. You still going through with the commitment to be on with us. It means a lot, for real. So get better.
All right, guys, you guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
I know that's right. That's Stacey King. Well, wish him better health.
I like the Patrick Williams answer.
I mean, Patrick Williams was doing cool stuff last night.
He was, and he's been doing it since he went to the bench. And last night, you know, some threes, very assertive, and going to the glass, very assertive. And look, now that both Zach and DeMar are gone, he's one of the old heads. Like, he's one of the older heads.
There's an opportunity there for
him, there is.
For sure.
I hope he doesn't get dealt and he gets a chance to have lots of minutes the rest of this year.
Listen up. Our next segment, we're debuting a new thing. It's called Ben's Vision. It's where we kind of dissect one player. And the player that we chose to start this segment is Kyler Gordon.
You've been dying to talk about Kyler in detail for a while,
too. You better believe it. And we're going to do that for you next on The Score.